Hey guys, back again with another rant video, unscripted, just a stream of consciousness. And today I want to talk about the value of always working. And this goes beyond the material sense, though I will come back to that. But as a man, once you find the concepts of individuality and forging your own path, independent of external validation, you start to lose the motivation to work. And not just to work to make money, but to work on yourself. Because you become satisfied with who you are inside, or you rather become content with the place you found yourself now after finding MGTOW or whatever form of spiritual awakening that led you to where you are now. Guys who become content become stagnant, become tired, become weary. And you always need to keep working. And there are multiple ways you can do this. If you're a young guy, you need to keep yourself busy. So physically work. Get out there, go get some money. You need to be working and keeping yourself busy. Video games and porn and all those things will always be there. And you can still do that while you work. Get a good work ethic down, and it'll carry you throughout life. Not just working for others, but working for yourself. Getting a good work ethic down, both for a company, just getting money in your pocket, also works for yourself, because now you become conscious of the time that you waste and the time that you spend on things that aren't as productive as you want to be, and you start to become very goal-oriented. So for younger guys, definitely get to work. Middle-aged, older guys, you've already worked. You've worked your whole youth, and oftentimes you're divorced and you've worked and paid your alimony to the wife, to the ex-wife. So, you know how to work. Now I'm talking about a different form of work. Now, obviously, you should be taking care of yourself physically. Now, physical work has its merits. It is very productive, and it helps you be productive to get a workout routine down, to literally be working out, to be working on yourself. I value that, and I appreciate it. But also, I don't take it too far. You have to pace yourself and set your expectations at the start. Are you going to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger? Are you going to be a bodybuilder? Or do you just want to get fit for yourself, for your own internal validation? Determine that and then start working inside. So if you're not happy, and we have to examine what happiness really means. I don't mean you have to walk around with a smile on your face 24/7. That's not what I mean. You don't have to be the idiot, but that is a great source of discovering what true happiness and contentment looks like. There's a book called The Idiot by the Russian author, I can't pronounce his name, Fyodor whatever, I'll put his name on screen, and it's about the idiot, and he wrote the book after he almost got executed in a public firing squad in Russia, I think. And, he wrote the book, and the book's kind of about a guy who walks through life happy, and to others he appears as an idiot. But it took an extreme catalyst, an extreme moment to get him to self-reflect and start working every day on his internal happiness. A lot of us have waited for that catalyst, a divorce or a breakup or something like that. And you don't have to wait for those harmful moments to happen for you to take charge and to work on yourself spiritually. So, you need to work on yourself financially if you haven't already created a stable income. You need to work on yourself physically within reason. If you're older and it's harder to work out, it's completely understandable. You could still work out in other ways and work on yourself spiritually. Internally, trying to find something positive every day. And it's more important now than ever, because everybody is experiencing extreme negativity and pessimism. And there's a place for that because you don't want to be ignorant, but you also don't want to be pessimistic. You can be pragmatic, but you shouldn't be pessimistic. And that's a fine line, and I often myself fall between both camps. And, you know, it's a very difficult thing to walk that tightrope between pragmatism and pessimism, but you have to learn how to do it. Because if you become too pessimistic, it drains your energy, it drains your motivation to work on yourself. Because you start looking around you and you see how no one works on themselves, and you believe that that disincentivizes you because it takes away from the value that you could have created within yourself. That's not true. In fact, it's the exact opposite. Just because everyone around you isn't working on themselves doesn't mean you shouldn't work on yourself. In fact, it's more so more important to work on yourself. So it's not a process that comes easily if you're starting it. It's not a process that is maintained easily if you've been doing it. It's something I struggle with all the time, and you know, it's something that you have to give yourself allowances for. If you're ever trying to get into a new habit, you have to allow yourself allowances. You're not going to be perfect. Don't beat yourself up. It is a process. But when these things, when these harmful catalyst events do put themselves into your path, you need to learn how to circumvent the next one that comes into your path, because there will always be a next one. And it's not about what you become because of the catalyst. It's about how you navigate the problems and maintain who you were before and maintain your self-identity and not letting the catalyst itself reshape you. So just my rambling thoughts today. I'll see you guys next time.